Exercises 3 and 4, page 168. Speaker 1.
I'll never forget the one and only time I was on stage. As a child, I'd always dreamt of becoming an actor. I had no idea that one needed training to do it. I thought I'd just get up on stage and act like someone else. Easy. I had just started high school, and I decided to audition for the lead in the school play. I don't even remember what it was. What I do remember is being up on the stage and being so nervous I couldn't remember any of the lines.
Speaker 2.
I've been on stage probably hundreds of times. I don't think it's ever bothered me. After all, I'm just one violinist in an orchestra of almost 100 musicians. I doubt anyone who isn't a member of my family or a friend has ever noticed me. Maybe the only time was once at the beginning of Beethoven's Ninth, when the bow flew out of my hand. It was so embarrassing, but the only people who saw it were the musicians next to me.
Speaker 3.
I know many of you are nervous about getting on the stage in front of a live audience for the first time. First of all, it's normal to feel that way. A lot of famous singers, including Adele, Mariah Carey, and Lady Gaga, had stage fright when they first started out. Try to concentrate on singing the songs and what the other members of the choir are doing instead of focusing on the audience. Just imagine we're still in rehearsal. Relax and breathe deeply before we start.
Speaker 4.
My parents made me take ballet lessons when I was young. I really didn't want to, but I actually grew to enjoy it. I remember we did a performance of Swan Lake at the community center. My parents were there and all my friends. Well, most of them. I didn't even think about it. I just went out and danced like I did in rehearsal. I don't know why it didn't affect me, because now, when I have to do a presentation at work, I can hardly speak.
Speaker 5.
I was always very confident and outgoing as a child. I was the kind of kid that everyone noticed. A real life of the party that was always the center of attention. I was even in some productions as a child that I just breezed through. That's why what happened to me in my school play at the age of 16 was so unexpected. I was sure that it wouldn't be any problem for me and I memorized my part perfectly. But when I stood in front of that audience, I just froze. The minute I opened my mouth, the words just wouldn't come out, even though I knew them all completely. I couldn't even move. It just goes to show that performing isn't for everyone.